I'm at Sheffield Station. Sheffield is a really angry city today. It's angry at what it sees as the complete betrayal of its future and Britain's future by its local MP, Nick Clegg, and by the government. The withdrawal of £80 million loan to Sheffield Forgemasters, potentially Europe's only player in the key low-carbon industry of nuclear energy engineering in the future, is a real, not just a dig in the ribs, it's absolutely cutting the knees from under the city. I think it's very, very important that the anger that we feel is passed back to the government, and that in the strongest possible terms we try and get a reversal of this absurd decision, trying to justify on cost grounds the removal of a £80 million loan that offered not just a couple of hundred jobs, but actually a stake for Britain and for Europe in the nuclear energy industry of the future. I think that this is a key moment in the history of the government. Only a month and a half in, it's shown its true colours, both of the Tories and of the Lib Dems, who've shown themselves to be utterly unable to stand up against the humiliation that's been heaped on them by the Tories. I've just come from a meeting of 200 people in the middle of Sheffield, and there was a palpable sense that it was time for the Labour Party to stand up and be counted, and that's what we need to do.